This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2020, unprecedented in so very many ways, also set hurricane records. It was only the second time that Greek alphabet letters were used to name storms, because we used up the Roman alphabet. Another new thing in this hurricane season, what is said to be the first insurance payout for damage to a natural resource, a coral reef down in Mexico hit by Hurricane Delta. It's a new kind of policy meant to help mitigate an ever-growing problem. Kathy Boffman-McLeod helped develop it. She is at the Atlantic Council. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, would you, where this idea for insuring the coral reefs, where that came from?
I have been working in conservation and in risk and risk management, and we began to think, okay, you need a product. You need to show the value of how nature protects people and economies. And so started thinking about what would we insure and can we insure nature itself? Who owns it and how do you do it?
Yeah. So there's a coral reef off Quintana Roo down in Mexico near Cancun, which was the subject of the story in the Times that I read and obviously the insurance policies that you all came up with. Mm-hmm. Does the municipality of Cancun or the state of Quintana Roo just call Lloyd's of London and say, hey, I want to insure my coral reef? How does it work?
No. And, you know, I should say it's more fun than that than all of the...
Oh, gosh. Insurance? More fun than that? How surprising.
Yes. And yes, people, their eyes roll back and you lose people in a second when you say insurance. And yeah. So it's super exciting. It really is. And, you know, with $32 trillion in assets under management, the insurance industry, they change markets. And they are invested in reducing the risks that they face, you know, financially, but also, you know, both financial and physical risk. But the key thing is that we were trying to insure something that no one owns. Mm-hmm. And so how do you build the conversation so that you focus on the beneficiaries?
So this coral reef gets damaged. The insurance policy covers the damage to the reef because the insurance company didn't want to pay for the damage to the beach that would have resulted if the coral reef hadn't been there. Is that sort of nuts and bolts?
Yeah. Yes, mostly. So okay. The coral reef and the beach go together. A healthy reef is acting as a natural seawall. When you think about the tourism industry, so that in Quintana Roo, that tourism industry is $10 billion a year. And the hotels and the restaurants and things on the beach are being protected by that reef. And so the money pays to keep the reef in health so it can continue to provide that ecosystem service to protect the economy on the shore.
So if I'm an insurance company and I know that the climate is changing and that coral reefs are in danger or sequoias in California are at wildfire risk or take your pick of natural catastrophe, all of which we have seen multiplying in the past number of years as climate change gets more serious. If I'm an insurance company, why do I want to get near one of these things? Because it's almost guaranteed to be a lose-lose deal at some point.
Well, the insurance contracts are a year at a time. Mm. And so the insurance industry has a chance to assess every year, where do they want to place their risk around the world? That's one. And two, they're also increasingly understanding how powerful these natural systems are to reduce the risks. And so you'll see companies, you know, brokers, primary insurers and reinsurers involved in better understanding how to create these kinds of products. But you're right, you know, all of this is about climate adaptation. But until we get our act together on emissions, we have to be doing these types of approaches.
This is your line of work. Are you getting traction with this argument?
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest brokerage firms in the world, Willis Towers Watson, launched a global ecosystem resilience facility, the GERF, unfortunately. Well, unfortunate acronym, but a cool thing. And so you see the business getting into it pretty clearly. And so we'll keep going while we get our act together on mitigation.
Kathy Boffman-McLeod, she is the director of the Adrian Arsht Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center at the Atlantic Council. Kathy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.